You know the national news. Now we'll give you Wednesday's local report on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Weatherman says cloudy today, high temperature about 30 degrees. It's going to get a little colder for the next couple of days. With clouds moving in tonight, the overnight low near 30. Then for the weekend, Friday and Saturday, rain moving in. Daytime high temperatures in the 30s. And after that, hopefully that warm weather we've been promised will be on its way. Topping Wednesday's local news, state troopers from Lockport have culminated an investigation that began overnight on Friday after receiving reports of shots fired in the area of Lockwood Drive in the town of Lockport. Troopers have arrested two teenagers in that investigation and accused them of allegedly firing a shotgun into the air from a porch in the area. Residents in the vicinity reported hearing the shots and became concerned. Troopers and sheriff deputies rushed to the scene and searched the area, but at first couldn't find any suspects until one of the residents in the area reported hearing the shots. Troopers narrowed down the area of the shots coming from a house in the vicinity, with one resident reportedly saying they observed a teen holding a shotgun and shooting the rifle. No injuries were reported. And after a short standoff when the suspects would not come out of the house, two teens were taken into custody by the troopers without any further incidents. Those two involved, aged 15 and 16, were charged by troopers with reckless endangerment and obstructing governmental administration. Both were issued appearance tickets in the case. Both were turned over to their parents and will now face the charges in family court. I'll have more local news in just a moment. But first, a reminder, this news is brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. If you need an appliance repaired, then you need Chris Moore. Put his number on your cell phone, because the trouble is you don't know when you're going to need him. Could be tonight, tomorrow, next week. But when you do, you'll want to have that number, because his service call is $35 plus parts and labor, and you'll find him an honest, sincere repairman. He won't fix something that doesn't need fixing, and if it's not worth it, he'll even tell you that. Chris Moore's Appliance Repair, 523-5911. And the news brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy at 87th and Buffalo Avenue in the Falls, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. Two locally owned and operated pharmacies that take pride in looking after what you're looking for. Need something? They'll find it for you. And if they don't have it, they'll get it. They'll take care of all your needs. But don't take my word for it. Stop in and see for yourself. Or call Wellness Park and switch your prescriptions over to them for free delivery. Their number? 260-1918, Wellness Park Pharmacy, and the Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls. In other news this Wednesday, accidents reported today include a collision this morning at Packard and Military Road in the town of Niagara. Town police and volunteers from Niagara Active Hose responded. There were no injuries reported there, but Niagara Active members were pressed into service to clean up leaking fluids from the vehicles that crashed. In North Tonawanda this morning, a car slammed into a parked car. NT police and fire officials responded to that scene. They did report possible injuries and are investigating the crash. At South Transit and Tonawanda Creek Roads this morning, a tractor trailer and a car collided. Possible injuries reported there. Deputies and volunteers from Wendelville and South Lockport responded to that scene. In other news, an area owner of several restaurants on both the American and Canadian side of the river, Mohammed Shabib, wants to expand his business and is seeking some more tax breaks from the Niagara County Industrial Agency. But his efforts are reportedly being hampered by allegations of some of his employees that he allegedly did not pay them for all their tips that they were given on credit cards used at the restaurants. And some are reportedly saying that he failed to pay them for overtime that they worked. Now, Shabib is planning to bring a chicken franchise to Rainbow Boulevard in the Falls in the tourist area in an effort to expand his footprints in the vicinity. He now owns a number of Papa John restaurants, an A&W, and a couple of Moe's Southwestern Grills. And authorities are telling Niagara Radio he also has plans for bringing another eatery to the area featuring a popular chicken restaurant franchise. As far as the allegations against Shabib, the State Department of Labor has not made any comments on the wage theft allegations and say their investigation is continuing. And the Pine Avenue Revitalization Program has announced the opening day of this year's weekly concerts at the Castellani Park at 15th and Pine. First one will be held on Thursday, July 3rd, beginning at 6 p.m. That opening concert of the season will feature the music of the Fabulous USA band and the Chevetta Chicken Barbecue to go along with it. Other bands scheduled to appear this season are being scheduled and coordinated by Pat Ciccarelli of the organization and will be announced as soon as the contracts are finalized. Dave Rooley, the vice president of the group, reminds residents that Pine Avenue is a family-friendly place to shop, eat, and enjoy concerts like at Castellani Park, and they ask residents to put a little reminder on their calendar that Thursday nights are great for the festivities and the music and the food at the Castellani Park at 15th and Pine. If it happens in your area, we want you to know, and if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day with your news story at 371-0046. And remember, you can keep that golfing form right until the golf course is open by playing golf on the same simulators that the pros use at the Links of Niagara in the One Niagara building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard, where parking for golfers is always free. Want information or for a virtual look at the links? Then visit them online at thelinks.com or call them at 285-0610 and book your next tee time. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio. You can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagararadio.net and also by clicking our local news tab on the site after refreshing your browser, or by popular demand by going to Facebook and entering niagararadio.net. It's real news, and it's free on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.